It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello and welcome to an hour of requests and dedications. We're live in Studio 4. If you'd like to join the program, call 202-619-2077. The phones are ringing. People are ready for requests and dedications here on Border Crossings. 202-619-2077. Let's start things off today with a request from Abel Abraham, and he wants a song from Katy Perry called Roar here on Border Crossings. Crossings, Katy Perry's got your eyes, and Border Crossings has your ears as we play requests for an hour here on this wonderful Wednesday. We're calling it a wonderful Wednesday because it's wonderful. Wonderful that you're here with us, Katy Perry fans around the world. Abel Abraham, thank you for that request on Border Crossings. Now, I'll tell you what, there's a little bit of Katy Perry news. Okay, now there has been a rumor for the last year, maybe a little more than a year now, that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift are not very fond of one another. This whole thing started when Katy Perry allegedly hired away Taylor Swift's dancers. And Taylor did not like that at all. because, you know, you become a family when you're on tour with a group of people, musicians, dancers, whatnot. And so Katie hired away some dancers from Taylor's show. And that upset Taylor and inspired Taylor to write the song Bad Blood. But Taylor's yet to confirm or deny that rumor that continues to circulate. Well, now there's even more fuel to the fire. Now there's another brick on that wall between the two, because the guy who is a model, his name is Sean O'Pree, who appears in the blank space Taylor Swift video, the same model, same dude, ironically, is now appearing in Katy Perry's H&M department store ads. So somebody's, you know, going is chuckling. You know, there's a lot of models you could hire, but why hire the same guy that was in Taylor Swift's music video, knowing that there's something between the two of them? So it's interesting, but they've launched the TV ad campaign throughout Europe for H&M department stores for the holidays, and you can see this guy alongside of Katie while she's performing. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Welcome to Wednesday. Wonderful Wednesday. 202-619-2077 is our phone number. You can call and speak directly with Vince. Make a request and dedication. You can go to twitter.com. Send us a tweet. Hashtag BCVOA. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and join us on our Facebook page. Just like Brian Cabasso in Zambia, Rotkong Job, Ready Yet to Show Me, David Chappie, Ahmed Khaled, Daniel Luli. They've all checked in so far. We're waiting to hear from you. These people have just checked in today in the last few minutes. Eskinder is with us. Bona Tolasso is with us. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, now that we're into the holiday mood, holiday frame of mind, holiday spirit, which I launched yesterday on the show, officially musically, we're taking holiday song requests. Walter, listening in Seattle, Washington, to the Shegger FM stream from Ethiopia, wants me to play a Christmas song. Here's an interesting story about this Christmas song, which was originally called Merry Christmas to You, by Nat King Cole, when it was first written in 1945 by the great songwriting team of Bob Wells and Mel Torme. They wrote this song originally. And then it was changed to Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and then ultimately ended up as The Christmas Song. Nat King Cole wanted to do this song. He loved the song, wanted to do it. He made his first version in 1946. His record company said, don't do it. We don't approve. Don't do it. We don't want you doing this song. First of all, a lot of legit artists weren't doing Christmas songs at that time. And also, the words were kind of, you know, Jack Frost nipping, Yuletide carols. They just didn't feel it was the right fit for Nat King Cole. But he said, nope, I want to do this song. In fact, he did it again and recorded it in 1953 as well. And the song has done extremely well over time. One of the most popular Christmas songs ever recorded. And Walter, in Seattle, Washington, here it is for you. A Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
You're a good soldier, choosing your battles. Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fall, get up, oh, oh, and if you fall, get up, oh, oh. Zamina, mina, zangalewa, cause this is Africa. Zamina, mina, eh, eh, waka, waka, eh, eh. Zamina, mina, zangalewa, this time for Africa.
Crossings, waka waka, sounds like something the Muppets would say. Waka waka, that is Shakira and the 2010 FIFA World Cup theme song. And that's a request from Diane, who's listening in St. Louis, Missouri. They call it Missouri. I know, I live there. So I know it's Missouri for all the local. And I remember when I was living there, Diane, both the St. Louis Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals were entering into the World Series. And they called it the I-70 series because I-70 connects St. Louis with Kansas City. All right. Thank you, Diane, for that request. Waka Waka Shakira. who was spotted at a Madonna concert last week. She's a big fan. She said, "I've always liked Madonna because Madonna says whatever's on her mind and doesn't hold back." And she went backstage, took photos with Madonna. But the show was in Barcelona. Shakira had a good time. Shakira seems to like to go to concerts. Last month, she was spotted at a U2 concert. So she likes to take in music concerts as well as perform them herself. And then over this past weekend, Saturday, she brought her two sons, Milan and Sasha, to cheer on their dad, Gerard Piqué. He was playing football or soccer. So they were there to watch that soccer match. And Shakira is also a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Very, very busy young lady. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and we are playing your requests and dedications. Christopher Ramadani checked in to say hi from Kenya. Festus is with us. Daniel Luti and Mehdi Asifa. Israel is tuned in to Border Crossings and said hello to everybody. And he's at Ahmadu Bello University. So we thank everybody at the college for tuning in. Israel, thanks for tuning in and turning on your friends to the program. Dagnachu Wald is tuned in. Igor McShinton listens all the time. Bona Tolosa Kotu, Prince Doe, and Ahmed Khaled, they're all listening today. They all checked in on Facebook to Border Crossings, and we thank you for being with us. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And by the way, if you're on Facebook, you can write for a calendar and include your postal mailing address. We've got the new VOA 2016 calendars. They are free for the asking. All you have to do is say you want one or two or three, and we'll be happy to send them to you. And they're gorgeous, and they're called the 2016 Unseen New York. But you get to see them. The unseen gets seen with these beautiful photos in the subway, Nathan's Coney Island. If you ever go to New York, you got to get yourself a Nathan's Coney Island, which is a hot dog with chili and onions. Oh, sounds simple, but I'll tell you what, delicious. Let's see, there's a photo here which was taken on Ellis Island, which was off the New York harbor. And it looks like they're doing some shopping there. There's a photo of the library in New York. There's a skyline view of the whole city with the Manhattan Bridge and Brooklyn Bridge. So if you like New York and you like the aura, even if you've never been there, the aura that is the Big Apple, the song that Alicia Keys and Jay-Z have sung about, and many others, Frank Sinatra, you can get this calendar, just ask. It's all it takes, just ask. You can also ask by phone if you want to call in 202-619-2077. I've got a request to play for Rio de Janeiro and Wesley Luis Balland, who listens to Border Crossings all the time and writes in and said, "I really want to hear this song from the brothers from St. Thomas. They are called Our City, which is also known as Rock City. And this song features Adam Levine, and it's called Locked Away." So here you go, Wesley, for you on Border Crossings.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Right about now. If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Really ride
for, baby, me? Tell me, would you die for me?
Tell me, would you die for
would
me?
You spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything,
what's up?
I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today,
all I want is somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Y'all me need for no.
tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around? Would you call me? If you knew I wasn't ballin'?
Cause I need, I got lose always by my side.
Tell me, do you need me? Tell me, do you love me? Yeah. Or is you just tryna play me?
Cause I need, I got to hold me down for life.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I got locked away.
Crossing. It's Border Crossing with Larry London on VOA 1.
Hands, put your empty hands in mine. And scars, show me all the scars you hide. And hey, if your wings are broken, please take mine so yours can open too. Cause I'm gonna stand by you.
Through hell with you. stand by you.
Border Crossings, you know that voice. That is Rachel Platten, and she gave us the mega hit Fight Song earlier in the year. That is a new song from Rachel Platten. It's called Stand By You here on Border Crossings, and that is from her new album, Wildfire. And Rachel's out on tour promoting the new album. She'll be in Baltimore in a week. Maybe we'll be able to get her on Border Crossings and catch up with her. I'd love to do that. She got a degree in 2003 in international relations. She was playing piano from age 5. And in 2011, she released her first chart hit, which made it up into the top 50. Didn't get the attention that Fight Song got. A song called 1,000 Ships. And it's a request from Tony to her daughter, Lainey, who is in the Peace Corps, volunteering her time. Rachel Platten, by the way, is an ambassador for a couple of charities, Music Unites and Below the Line, which is a charity organization committed to fighting world poverty. I want to say hello to Gaze Mulatu, who's tuned in Ethiopia, to Shagger FM 102.1. Welcome on board. Welcome to the program. And we got a few messages on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Edward wrote in and said, good afternoon and a happy new month here in Ghana. We're getting ready for Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you, Edward. A Walu England geographer checked in, made a request, and he listens in Kano and said hello to everybody. Rotkang Job said, how's it going? You doing all right today? Ready yet to Showmays tuned in to Border Crossings in Ethiopia. Daniel Luli sent a nice message. I love all the songs. I'm a regular listener. I love everything you play. Abel Gethahun is tuned in and made a request along with Jafet Love and Eskinder Endershaw. So thank you, everybody, for going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and sending us your requests. All right, coming up, Aminu Bello made a request for everybody in Yola, Nigeria. And this song is from Nirvana, so if you like to rock, this is for you. This is Nirvana, and Come As You Are on Border Crossings.
As I know.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Crossings, the real deal. Mary J. Blige, and that is Real Love for Ghana. Phil DeCosta phoned in and asked us to play that song. 202-619-2077 is the number that Phil used to get his request played on Border Crossings. Mary J. Blige will be starring tomorrow night in the live telecast on NBC TV of The Wiz, which is based on a Broadway musical, which is based on a film which is based on an actual movie called The Wizard of Oz, which starred Judy Garland. One of my favorites growing up. Still to this day, I enjoy seeing it. Half the film is in black and white. Half the film is in color. Love that classic movie. The film, The Wiz, was a musical adaptation of it, and kind of Michael Jackson, Diana Ross took their characters and did some fun stuff back in the 80s, a little different from the actual film. And then, of course, the Broadway musical came along as well, starring Stephanie Mills. Stephanie Mills was Dorothy on Broadway. Stephanie Mills will be in the TV broadcast tomorrow night of The Wiz. She will play Aunt Em, who was Dorothy's aunt in the movie. So looking forward to seeing Stephanie Mills back in The Wiz. The Wiz stars a newcomer, Shanice Williams. And I was reading an article this morning in the Washington Post on the way to work that said this is the producer of the NBC TV show, The Wiz, talking, saying that if this musical does well, it'll give us the reasoning, the impetus to do this again. If it doesn't do well, we probably won't do it again. They put Sound of Music on a couple of years ago with Carrie Underwood and had 19 million viewers. And then they did a year later put Peter Pan on and had half of that. But the producer said there were no real stars on the Peter Pan live telecast. But this time they're bringing in Mary J., Queen Latifah, David Alan Greer, Uzo Aduba, Amber Riley, Elijah Kelly, Common Neo, and Stephanie Williams. And so it's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I got my VCR set. Oh, VCR, they don't make those anymore. I've got my TiVo set. So I can make sure and not miss it, The Wiz. I want to say hello to Jeanette Hussein, who is listening to us at Shagar FM 102.1. I say salam to all our friends throughout Ethiopia. Salam, and thank you for listening. Edward Golian checked in from South Sudan. Ria's listening. And I just got a nice message from Nora, and she's in Kuwait. Nora said, I am a brand new listener. First time. And I'm loving the show. And we welcome you, and we're happy you found us. This is Border Crossings, and now that you found us, tell your friends about us. We play requests for an hour every day, and I've got one for Mikhail Kondratiev, who is from Moscow. Moscow. And hello, Moscow's in the house. Hello to everybody in Russia. This is a song from Shawn Mendes, his big hit right now off of his debut album, Handwritten. I'm going to be meeting Shawn Mendes a couple of weeks from now at the big Jingle Ball concert, which we'll be broadcasting after I do my interviews. So here is Shawn Mendes' Stitches for you in Russia, Mikhail Kondratiev, listening to Border Crossings.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. On. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in. I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out. Calling you my lover, move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. washed up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
The lights are shining like the sun out tonight. Just keep your body moving how I like. Oh yeah, the music feels a paradise. Can't get any better.
Crossings. Becky G. The G stands for Gomez. That's a song on her upcoming album. She plans to have it out sometime around the new year. And she's been doing some shows and filming a movie. She has a new role in an upcoming movie, The Power Rangers. My six-year-old son loves The Power Rangers. And Becky G will be the Yellow Ranger in the Power Ranger film. She also made a guest appearance on the hit TV show Empire just recently. And that is a request, Can't Stop Dancing, from Howie Yoni. And I assume Howie's still dancing right now, too. But also, Jonas Malm is listening. Zella Lem checked in as well. Glad to have you tuned in to Border Crossings. I was looking about Becky G, some of the things going on in her life. She's very active with the Hispanic community. And in fact, she just recorded a song not too long ago. She put it out in October. The song is called We Are Mexico. And she said this is showing Hispanic solidarity, and it's in response to Donald Trump's remarks against Mexico and immigrants from Latin America. So that's, she recorded the song, and We Are Mexico. All right, way to go, Becky G. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Time is running out. The clock is ticking. So let's get back to business. Here's a request from Abu Bakar Adam, and it's time to party. This is Craig David.
Larry London on VOA 1.
Mancini and the Boys. It's Peter Gunn on Border Crossings and a request from Eric, who's listening to us all the way in Washington, D.C. So thank you very much, Eric, for your request. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I want to say also hello to Sese Atumo in Ethiopia, who just checked in. Welcome to Border Crossings. If you're a new listener, it takes 3 to 5 days to get a song played. It doesn't matter if you're a new listener. It still takes 3 to 5 days to get a song played. But I'm just mentioning it for the benefit of the new listeners who might be just tuning in. We get space for 10 songs, and we get a lot of requests every day, thanks to you. So 3 to 5 is about the average amount of wait time. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. I thank our producer, Rob, behind the board there, our engineer extraordinaire, and Eric and Vince, who are producer-director for today's program. My name's Larry London. I want you to have a great night, and I'll see you again tomorrow at 1500 Universal right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.